following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show this first Wednesday of August, the seventh day. Glad to have you along with us. We're going to keep busy today. In just a moment, the Kearney Little Leaguers will get things underway against Urbandale, Iowa. We spoke with head coach Kurt Schmidt earlier today, and we will, or actually yesterday, and we will hear from Coach Schmidt here in just a moment. Also today, our Big Ten football preview will continue with Donnell Kirkwood, Minnesota running back, and we'll also be previewing the Elizabeth Stratt Memorial Run. Kim Bushcutter is going to slide in at the end of the program to talk about that. Plus, a Tri-Cities man getting a lot of pub last night on ESPN on their opening night coverage of the World Series of Poker. Phil Mader getting some props playing against Phil Ivey, and we'll talk about that when time permits. But before they start playing baseball, here is our chat with Kurt Schmidt from the Kearney Little Leaguers. He's the manager. Caught up with him yesterday right before batting practice. Kearney Little Leaguers just about ready to get underway in the semifinals at the Midwest Regional, and Coach Kurt Schmidt giving us some time to preview this and kind of look back at Monday's game and see where we're all at here. And Coach, thanks for some time again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Outside of the errors, Monday, I'll admit, I was scared. I was scared of Minnesota. You guys came right out and hung with them.
Yeah, you know, like you said, outside of the errors, I think we played kind of what we were expecting to see with them. You know, like I had told some of the parents and some other of the followers that I thought it was probably going to be a heavyweight fight, that both teams were going to take a few shots at the other team, and you know, it's going to be who could come out standing in the end, and that's really kind of what it came down to. You know, if we took one on the chin there in the top of the second inning, but was able to answer in the bottom of the second with three runs of our own. So, you know, looking at it, you know, kind of hindsight 24 hours later, you know, take away a couple errors. There's a couple mental errors that happened as well, you know, that didn't show up on the score sheet. And without those two, or a couple of those things, might have been a different outcome in the game. But, you know, really, it didn't concern me a lot that we lost yesterday.
Well, let's talk about the fun you guys are getting to have now. You already knew, as we talked on Monday, that both teams We're going to go into the semifinals just like we knew it would happen. Now you got a national television audience, and you take some time to do all of that. What's the last 24 hours, 36 hours since the game been like for you? Tell the folks what you kind of been doing.
Sure. Well, after yesterday's game, you know, the parents were able to come down on the field with us and get the pictures with the kids on the field, and they got their commemorative pins from the tournament staff and that piece of it. And then after that, we got together as a team with all the parents up at the team hotel, and Mike Hines had actually rented out one of the conference rooms, and I got a big screen projector in there. We ordered some pizza in, and had a pizza party and a game on the big screen. So, you know, it was good in two ways for the boys. It was good to get together and kind of watch themselves on TV, but then it was also good to watch it as a team and show that, you know, if we make a few plays here and there, you know, we a little more solid with our gloves, you know, we'd probably win that game. And so it was good for the boys to be able to see that.
Well, you guys did make some plays. I know that there were some errors there, but right away in the first inning, you gunned down a kid at home plate, which you never know. Minnesota scoring so many runs. If they get off to a great start, you never know what's going to happen. Plus, Hines makes that great catch, robbing the home run there in extra innings, and that's just a couple off the top of my head.
Yeah, and that is true. You know, I guess you're probably right. I'm probably dwelling on a couple of things we didn't do well, and yeah, that's part of it is they were uncharacteristic errors of our team. We've been pretty rock solid all the way from districts to state to here in Indianapolis. And so, yeah, I think I don't believe we're going to see the same thing when we step on the field tomorrow against Iowa. I'm confident we'll be back to the same team that we've seen all along that's been rock solid and been making the plays.
Talking with Kurt.
After her, then we were back at the dorms here today, and we just got done doing our ESPN interviews with the boys and coaching staff. Sat down with Kyle Peterson and his staff and talked to, you know, about the players and what to expect for tomorrow's game. And so, you know, so some of the big shot publicity type things are going on today. So we're a day off from baseball. We are going to hit a little BP this afternoon and then kind of relax and be ready to go for tomorrow's noon game Eastern, 11 o'clock Central game.
Just another minute here with Kurt Schmidt, the Kearney Little League coach. Coach O, what is the pitching plan for this game against Iowa?
I believe we are going to start Keegan Thurston again. We're about 95% sure that's where we're going to go. He is our ace, and you know, I don't want to be that coach that leaves their ace planning on playing in the finals and then not making it there. So we haven't decided how far into the game he's going to go, if we're going to try to save him, if things are going well for us, or if we'll go ahead and ride him and then use one of our other pitchers in the finals if we make it.
And, Coach, for the folks that just know that you beat Iowa, take us back through that game and the matchups that were favorable. We know there was a three-run home run that helped Iowa tie it. You guys scored on a couple of pass balls late to make the 6-4 victory. But just the things that concern you about playing Iowa again.
Sure. You know, the Iowa team is similar to us. They've got a couple kids on the team that, you know, just from the looks of it and from watching them here, you know, around the complex, that it looks like they can take the ball out of the yard if they need to, if we're leaving the pitches up. You know, the three-run shots that allowed them to get back in the game, you know, was just kind of an unfortunate deal for us. You know, the first two pitches were called balls, and so we moved the target in a little bit, and the kid, you know, got his bat on it and left the park. So, you know, if we can hit the ball like we have been for the past eight games, you know, I think we'll be in pretty good shape. I'm confident our pitching staff will do a nice job. We still seem to be very loose and lots of confidence. So, you know, I look for good things tomorrow, and I hope to be able to play on Friday.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work and having some fun, and hopefully the season is extended, and we'll talk to you again before Friday's game.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks for the time, Doug.
You bet, Kurt. Kurt Schmidt, Kearney Little League coach, and they are just getting underway right now against Urbandale, Iowa. The game is on ESPN2, so as opposed to the pool play games, which you had to get on your computer, you can also view these on your television. And Kearney is batting in the top of the first inning. They are the visitor in today's ball game. We thank Kurt for his time, and hopefully a Kearney win. We'll be talking with Kurt a few more times before this baseball season is over for the Kearney Little Leaguers. You can join us at any time, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy at espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy at espnsuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550, and you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Another baseball note, Omaha Westside and Omaha Creighton Prep will be playing in the Central Plains Regional Tournament up in Fargo, North Dakota, that starts tomorrow. Ironically, the two teams could play each other on Friday. The way the bracket is set up, Westside will play the first game tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. against Carroll, Iowa, and Creighton Prep will play the North Dakota champions from West Fargo at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If they both win or both lose, the two Nebraska teams would play each other on Friday in that double elimination tournament. Creighton Prep made it all the way to the Legion World Series last year, where they finished in fourth, so they are the defending champions of that Central Plains Regional, just like the Kearney Little League is of the Midwest Regional that's going on in Indianapolis. Here's one for you before we go to break. I think in this day of social media and everything that goes viral on the video, many people have probably seen the marriage proposal rejection from earlier this week at a minor league baseball game where the guy is on the field with his girlfriend, and of course you've got the PA guy down there. They're doing a little thing before the game. It's supposed to be an in-between innings fun game. You ask a couple questions. Of course, he asks her to marry and she says no and then runs off the field. Well, the AA Rock Cats, yep, of New Britain, Connecticut, they acknowledged it was staged. Yeah, they staged the whole thing. They staged the rejected marriage proposal as a publicity stunt. More than 600,000 views on YouTube and the subject of several news stories across the country. They issued a statement today acknowledging the club staged the event with two employees standing in for the unhappy couple. The team's vice president of marketing says the team hoped the video would go viral and is pleased with the outcome and is apologizing to anyone who might have been offended. Who could that offend? Who could that offend? They had a fake marriage proposal. Who would that possibly offend? That's funny stuff. So there you go. Fake marriage proposal at the New Britain Rock Cats AA baseball game. Oh, man. Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Who will win the PGA Championship? Tiger, Phil, or you got the field? I think anymore you got to take the field every single time with that few possibilities, that few choices. You didn't even put in the other major winners, Adam Scott, Justin Rose. Of course, then you can get 20 guys in there. So who's more likely to win the PGA Championship, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, or the field? You can vote now on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, we asked you about Kansas coach Bill Self, if he would be a success in the NBA. A story had come out. Self says that in the future, he might look at being an NBA coaching prospect. And we asked you, would he succeed as an NBA coach? 67% said yes. 33% said no. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Midtown Mart cooler question can always be voted on at ESPNSuperstation.com. Kearney got a couple of runners on at the top of the first, but left them stranded at second and third. So we go to the bottom of the first. Kearney nothing and Urbandale, Iowa coming to bat. Coming up, we've got a little bit of talk on the World Series of Poker, our Big Ten football preview with Donnell Kirkwood, running back of Minnesota. We'll talk about the Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run. And, of course, keep you up to date on what's going on with the Little Leaguers. All that and more after this.
lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, it's the Herd. I believe to be successful in business, you need to meet with your team regularly, whenever you need to, and wherever you are. Got to discuss plans, share ideas, bring them to life. But meeting with clients and coworkers in person these days, it's almost impossible. Especially during the summer, it's when we all take June, July, and August our time off. That's why you got to use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. GoToMeeting with HD Faces gives your team the ability to share the same screen. I've used it. Just turn on your webcam. Doesn't matter if you're in Albany. I'm in Los Angeles. We're meeting face-to-face. We're collaborating like we're in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy to launch. Join a meeting from anywhere. Use your computer, smartphone, tablet, even present from an iPad. Try GoToMeeting free 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Got to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is...
The Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers, two of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. They go head-to-head in interleague action this weekend.
Gone! Home run for Evan Longoria!
Can the Rays' powerhouse pitching shut down Yasiel Puig and the Dodgers?
First pitch to Puig, and he breaks his bat and lines one up the middle. Another hit for Puig.
The Rays and Dodgers.
Catch all the action Saturday and Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With some breaks of sunshine today, we'll also see some isolated storm activity around the region as temperatures top off at about 81 with northeast winds 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 61. Right now, it's 75.
There's limited days left of summer vacation, and we figured out how to spend them. Try and get on ESPN.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Could be a benefit for Kearney being the visiting team in the Little League World Series game today. And I say it because if Kearney can get a league, and as you heard from Coach Schmidt just a little bit ago, they were able to save their pitcher if they can get a lead. And you know, you get an extra at-bat that way before you've got to put Keegan Thurston, who is really the number one guy here for the Kearney Little Leaguers, out on the mound. And the one thing is, you strike out a lot of guys, you use up a lot of pitches, and Thurston strikes out the first kid from Iowa on three straight pitches. But for Nebraska, they went up there hacking away, and luckily they got a couple of base runners. You can throw 35 pitches, and you could still come back in the next game. And that is definitely what Kearney is hoping for. Get a lead, have Keegan Thurston shut down Iowa, and then maybe be able to use the rest of your pitching staff, which has all been very, very good throughout this tournament. Great pitching from Kearney. We will keep you up to date on the Little League World Series, and you can watch it at the Chicken Coop in Kearney while you're enjoying their Wednesday lunch special, which is the turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun with choice of side item for just $5.99 at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. They've got lunch specials every single day, including Saturday and Sunday. Happy hour every afternoon, Monday through Friday from 2 to 5:30. And watch all your favorite sporting events, whether it's the Little League World Series, Major League Baseball, or the PGA Championship that begins tomorrow out in New York. There's not a bad seat in the house to enjoy great food and drink and specials every single night. Check out their tangy Southwest chicken wrap or their melt-in-your-mouth Southwest steak wrap if you're looking for something a little different for lunch today at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, the San Francisco 49ers, a couple of years ago, we've got all the college polls, all the high school polls. Well, now ESPN does their Power 16, but the Associated Press decided we're going to get a few media members and we're going to rank the NFL teams, which is, you know, is pretty crazy because there's more change in NFL football than there is in any other sport in any poll that I can think of, even more than college basketball. But San Francisco, they have number one to start the season, and Denver number two. So that's who they have, basically saying those are the two teams that are going to the Super Bowl. They've got the Atlanta Falcons third, Seattle fourth, Green Bay fifth, and Baltimore, the defending champions, sixth. I'd be interested to know if anybody right now thinks Baltimore is the sixth best team in the NFL coming off their Super Bowl win and all the changes that they have had with the personnel and coaches and so forth and so on. I have a hard time believing that Baltimore is really the sixth best team, and they actually have them ahead of the Patriots and the Texans. I also am going to have to do a little bit more research. I don't know why the Texans all of a sudden aren't any good. Why aren't the Texans any good? Great defense. They haven't really lost any of their offensive firepower. They still got the quarterback. They still got the running back. They still got the stud wide receiver. Well, we'll see. We'll see who makes their Super Bowl prediction on the opening day of the NFL season and who those picks are here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Cincinnati Bengals in this poll are ninth, and the Colts are 10th. Some other teams that they have that might be of interest here. The Saints are 11th. The Steelers, 14th. They have the Vikings, 15th. I haven't heard a soul think that the Vikings are in the top half of the league yet. Here they are at 15th. Dallas is 16th. The Bears, 18th. The Chiefs, 19th. Merritt's filling in as our producer today. The Dolphins are 20th. Woo-hoo! A lot of people think the Dolphins have that ability to be a surprise team, and not because they think this team has gotten a lot better, first off. But then you see what's going on in that AFC North, and the Patriots, everybody believed because of all the guys that have left the team, the off-field problems, there's hardly anybody for Tom Brady to throw to, and their defense hasn't necessarily been that great. They think it's their time to fall off. Oh, so what does that mean, 10-6? The Jets are in disarray. Nobody loves Buffalo, and so I guess by default that gives you Miami, but still, they have them 20th. The Detroit Lions, 22nd. Man, they've just got to be better. They got too much talent out there. And there you go. The Jaguars are the last team in this poll. Oakland is 31st. Buffalo is 30th. And then the Browns and Jets right above them. So that's what some of the media members from across the country believe in this little bit of a poll, which comes out throughout the season, the AP Pro 32 Power Rankings, what it's called. PGA Championship tees off tomorrow. Man, I looked at the field yesterday and I went, who are these guys? You see a lot of guys that you've heard them from years ago, like Rich Beam, you know, after winning it. So he gets to play. There's some guys in here that have struggled. You haven't heard their name up there a lot lately. I was looking for these great, great pairings, and they always match the major champions. Since this is the fourth major, the major champions play together. So Phil Mickelson of the British Open, Justin Rose of the U.S. Open, and Adam Scott from the Masters, they'll play together 12:45 Central tomorrow, 7:35 a.m. on Friday. Tiger is playing with Keegan Bradley and Davis Love starting at 7:30 tomorrow. Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar, Sergio Garcia, Tom Watson and Darren Clark. That'd be great to watch those guys. Paul McGinley. Brant Snedeker's playing with Jason Day and Nicholas Kolsarts. Bubba Watson, Lee Westwood, Tim Clark. So you're going to have Bubba Watson, the longest hitter on tour, and Tim Clark, maybe the shortest hitter on tour. They always find a way to put these boys together. Webb Simpson, Miguel Angel Jimenez, who's had a great season in the majors, and Angel Cabrera. They're going to play together. Rory McIlroy, Vijay Singh, Martin Keimer. They're going to be playing together. Some of the feature groups for the PGA Championship tomorrow. A couple of coaches on our bordering states were able to pick up contract extensions. Larry Eustace, who replaced Tim Miles at Colorado State, has got a contract extension that will keep him with the Rams through the 2018 season and has options for three additional seasons. The Rams had a school record 26 wins this year and won an NCAA tournament game over Missouri. Cracked the top 25 for the first time since 1954. I do find that funny. I find that funny. How do you get a contract extension after 1 year? These were Tim Miles' guys. It was like giving Charlie Weiss the 10-year extension at Notre Dame. Let them prove themselves. Yes, great season, but why would you, I mean, yeah, tack on another year. That's fine. Have that rollover contract. Danny Nee had it. Have that rollover contract where each year you just kind of add another year. Add another year. Add another year. What are they doing? I mean, I hope Eustace does well. Seems like a likable guy. Has everything back in order for him. And you kind of hope Colorado State does do some cool things. Kansas State, Coach Brad Hill, who we had on this program numerous times, especially when Nebraska was still a part of the Big 12. Kansas State won their first regular season league title in 80 years, a school record 45 wins, made it to the Super Regionals against Oregon State, even won a game there up at Corvallis. And he has picked up a new contract that will guarantee him over $1.7 million for the next 5 years. So some contract extensions right there. We'll talk a little Nebraska football and get into our Big Ten preview here in just a moment with Donnell Kirkwood, running back from Minnesota. Nebraska did hit the practice field for the second time in fall camp yesterday. Head coach Bo Pelini talked for quite a while. The media was very eager to talk to the coach. I'll just tell you that most of the time, and as the season moves on, there's only so much you can ask the coach, but this is the first time to talk to the coach. They used to have a preseason press conference, which they did with some of the players on Friday before fan day, but usually the coaches sat in, and it's not that way anymore under Coach Pelini, which is fine. But you see, a lot of coaches do that. That's why Kevin Sumlin was talking earlier this week at the height of the Johnny Manziel investigation on Monday, because they were having their own media days. But Coach Pelini, that's average, I would say, anywhere from 3 to, if it goes 7 minutes after any practice with coach, that's long. Yesterday it went nearly 14 minutes with coach. And he likes what they've done the first 2 days, very businesslike, have been in tune. He likes what they're doing there. And then went on and talked about some of the defensive players that he didn't use their swimming in it, which he always says after a couple of practices. But he likes the way the youngsters have started off. There are a few Huskers that did miss practice yesterday. Jake Long's out for a couple of weeks with an undisclosed injury, according to the coach. He's Nebraska's top tight end. Backup quarterback Tommy Armstrong is not completely ready to go yet. They're still tweaking his knee. Freshman Malik Collins didn't practice. The defensive back missed practice because of a personal issue, and a couple of true freshmen are still trying to get some things cleared out through eligibility. Did talk a little bit about the kicking situation, which I was very curious to hear about the coach, and we talked about at Big Ten Media Days. Mario Bondi, Pat Smith. Then you got Bondi and Sam Fultz of Grand Island battling for the punter position. I mean, Coach Pelini had nothing but good things to say about Sam Fultz after yesterday's practice, talking about that, and we'll hear about that in just a couple of minutes here. But the kicking position, I think this Pat Smith, who came in from Western Illinois, has to have an opportunity to get in there and do some things for the Big Red. But Mario Bondi has been on campus and so on and so forth and all that good hoo-ha type of stuff. Here's some comments from Coach Pelini about the kicking situation.
It's going to be how this team responds as this team goes on, because there's a lot of hard work ahead of him. Yeah, he's done a good job. What I like about him is we don't see any hitch in his snap. He throws it back there, he's confident. You know, he's obviously trying to learn the protection aspect of things, and that'll take him a little bit of time. That's a little bit different probably than what he's had to do in the past. He's very talented.
And that's Coach Pelini talking about Gabe Smith. Remember, I was one of them that said, you're giving a scholarship to a long snapper? He's a true freshman, and says he's got to work on his blocking assignments a little bit.
I mean, he has experience. He's a very confident kid. He carries himself like somebody who wants to win a job. And that's only going to make Morrow a better kicker. And the competition is going to make them both better in the end. And we'll see how it plays out. But having somebody with that kind of experience is a good thing to have in the back pocket.
A little bit more here now, talking about Sam Fultz.
Yeah, they've been pretty even so far. I think I don't know if he's missed a kick yet this year. You know, it's been pretty consistent, and got a long way to go. We'll chart every kick, and it'll probably be a combination a little bit of how we go about it. We'll just see how it all plays out. It's a good problem to have. We have two good kickers from what I've seen this first couple of days. I back and forth to have a chance to be a big time punter. I mean, the mainstream, the hang time he gets on punches is something. You know, we've had good punters. Let's face it, we've had a little bit more trickiness in the punter. Gives us something maybe we had to play out of the ball in the past. It'll be interesting to watch how it all plays out.
Always good when the coach is impressed. So a little talk there from Coach Pelini after yesterday's practice. It's time now for our Big Ten football update with Donnell Kirkwood, running back of Minnesota, brought to you by Bruce Furniture of Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you're a student looking to furnish your room or apartment for the upcoming semester, well, then Bruce Furniture's bargain basement area is where you can find consignments, closeout, and clearance items. And Bruce Furniture will also get rid of your old items and sell them on consignment, if you so wish. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
More Big Ten football talk here on the Doug and Danny Show on ESPN Radio. A little Minnesota football with Donnell Kirkwood, running back for the Golden Gophers. And great to chat with you. How are you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good.
We were talking before we went on, media days is always a learning experience if you've never been here before. What's it like talking Minnesota football, representing your university, and telling everybody how good this season's going to be?
It's something, because you always, like I said, we're like somewhat always the underdogs, and we like being in that position.
We talked with Coach Kill earlier, and coming into his third season, maybe that season they can turn the corner. He's talking about, and a lot of people are talking about, that this Minnesota football team might be a better football team this year, but the schedule might be a little bit tougher. You got to get that one win, is what he kind of referred to, that key win, that next step win. Have you been anxious to get that win? Going through a couple of close games the last couple of seasons against some of the bigger boys?
Yeah. We know what kind of held us back in those games. It was the penalties. It was the lack of focus, the missed assignments. And we're trying to kind of cut those short this offseason. We've done a good job of that. And I feel like that'll be the edge of some of the teams that we play. So.
When you go to a bowl game and you get to play in a bowl game, and people nationally or even in the Big Ten maybe say that it's going to be a step backwards, how do you and the leaders on the team address that with some of the younger players or maybe the guys that are going to be first-year starters?
But one, I don't know how playing in a bowl game is a step backwards, because you get extra practices basically. So that's kind of iffy to me. So, but I feel like we're getting a little more than some of the other teams that didn't go to a bowl game have got. So I feel like it helped the team more than it hurt it.
Talking with Donnell Kirkwood, a solid running back here back for Minnesota. Every running back's got to have an O-line. I know that there's going to be some holes to fill there on the O-line. Got a couple of guys that are going to get the job done. Tell me about your O-line and what it was like in spring ball.
Man, O-line, it was fun playing spring ball. I feel like our defense kind of blitzed us a lot more this year, because they know it's kind of hard to stop us sometimes, but – our O-line is, I think everybody's returning. Yeah, everybody's returning except for John Rabe,
Cool. Who
was a tight end. But I love my O-line. I love them. They pride themselves on being big and nasty up front. So I like that about them.
Kind of a quarterback switch last year that allowed you to have a guy that's coming back here. Talk about that.
Phil has became a leader over the offseason. He's now telling guys what he wants instead of what he think they should do. And that's what we need as a quarterback. We don't need a quarterback who can just give advice like, oh, maybe you should do that. We need a quarterback to tell our receivers and our running backs and O-line, you need to do this. And I feel like that's where we'll kind of take step forwards in some of the events that are going to happen this year.
Can you take us back to last year when the switch was made and he took over? Maybe what that did for the football team positively, and I don't know if there was really any negatives, but what were the positives that came out of that?
The positives were, like, he was a little more mobile, I feel like, than Max. He was also younger, so it's always questions about that. He was nervous his first game, so we had to kind of calm him down. But the positive thing is now we're going to have him for another 3 years. That's great. And We gave Quee some rest with that injury he had, a knee and an ankle injury, so all in one place. So I feel like it was positive, because we didn't try to injure Marquise anymore. I feel like we didn't hurt him at all when he was trying to pursue his career. And I feel like Phil has got the experience that he needed to be that quarterback in the Big Ten this year.
We're talking here for another minute with Danelle Kirkwood of Minnesota, running back going into his junior season. But where do you feel that you're better since last season?
Last season, I feel like I'm more in shape. I feel like I'm a little more toned. I feel like I can take a little more hits, things like that. I feel like I've matured. I know what the coaches want. I know what to look for on the field against opponents. I just know what to look for on film against the opponents as well, and how I need to run the ball and things like that.
For the folks we're talking on radio, you're stout. I mean, we got you at 5'10", 223. Is that where you want to be? You want to be bigger? You want to be smaller? I mean, everybody wants to be taller. I'm not bringing that point up here, but are you right where you want to be?
The thing is, I'm about 5'8".
I didn't want to say nothing, but you know.
I'm about 5'8", barely touching 5'8", and I'm about 220. But I like my weight. I mean, I want to be about 5'17", 217. Going into the season and playing in games like that, I feel like I just feel a little better. But other than that, I like my weight.
Anybody you model your game after there? I mean, there's plenty of running backs that that have played ball at your stature.
Yeah, Ray Rice, Jones Drew, Natron Means, these guys like that.
You remind me a little bit of Jones Drew. I'm going to say that. That's I was trying to think of who would be. Yeah, there's no Maurice Jones Drew. So there you go. All right. Make us a sales pitch on Minnesota. Why is this season going to be better than last season?
We're more disciplined. We believe in Coach Kill and what he's bringing to the table. We believe in the system. We'll win with the system.
Everybody seems to like Coach Kill. Okay. And I know you're not going to say, well, yeah, there's some guys that don't like Coach Kill, but what's it like? Some guys there are, you know, well, he's my position coach. I listen to him. Seems like everybody wants to know what Coach Kill has to say.
I mean, it's not what he has to say. It's just like he's there. He's in the battle with you. He's in the front lines with you. He's one of those coaches that's going to go to battle for his players, right or wrong, half the time. Doesn't even matter. It's just because you're his player that he's going to go with you. And when you have a coach like that, it's hard not to go into battle with him and give him everything you got and just want to win for him half the time. More than just yourself. It's like, man, coach gave us all this, or coach gave us all he got. And we want to win for him, like the whole situations he had with the seizures. But you see he's still there. He's still there. And it's just something like, man, any other coach probably would have stopped coaching, but not him. And it's something about that makes you want to fight for a guy like him.
Well, we look forward, as always, to a little Nebraska-Minnesota football. That'll be coming up on October the 26th, back up in the beautiful new facility and stadium up there. Yep. And that's got to be awesome to play in.
Yeah, it's something. It's something, and I can't wait for Nebraska to come down there. We took a L to them last year. We're trying to flip the script a little bit.
Well, go 11-1. Danelle, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, giving us a little insight to Minnesota football. Have a great season, man.
You too. Thank you.
That's Danelle Kirkwood. He was a great guy, and I mean, just a bowling ball, folks. He's just, I mean, Natron Means, Mo Drew. I mean, that's who he looks like. He is something else, and could be one of the reasons that Minnesota is a good football team this year. Our Big Ten preview brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. Stop in and see him today at Gary Michaels Clothiers, the official clothier of the Doug and Daddy Show. They make us look good. Imagine what they can do for you at Gary Michaels Clothiers. We're at the top of the third. It's a scoreless ball game between Kearney and Urbandale, Iowa. There's only been one hit in the game. That was Kearney. They've left some base runners on with walks and such, but Keegan Thurston has went six up, six down as the pitcher for Kearney. Kearney's batting in the top of the third with one out, scoreless, and nobody on base. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show for the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. For a limited time, get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With some breaks of sunshine today, we'll also see some isolated storm activity around the region as temperatures top off at about 81 with northeast winds 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 61. Right now, it's 75.
I barely got to sleep last night, but don't worry, girl.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Wednesday. A couple things to mention on our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. First off, the final of the four candidates for the UNK Athletic Director position on campus today, Mary Ellen Gillespie. She is the Associate Athletic Director for External Relations at Bowling Green. She's been heavily involved in development and major gifts since 2006. Her areas of focus include fundraising, ticketing, media rights, corporate partnerships, and athletic communications, as well as licensing, marketing, promotions, and game day atmosphere. While she's been at Bowling Green, they've raised $28 million. She also led the campaign for the new $36 million Stroh Center, which is the university's largest facility. While she was at Purdue, she helped raise more than $5 million in 14 months. Obviously, that is one of the, probably, maybe it's number one, but it's definitely one of the top two things that I think the community of Kearney and UNK alum are focusing on here is fundraising. And the community can meet Mary Ellen Gillespie today at 5 o'clock at the Nebraskan Student Union. They'll be in room 310. Meet Mary Ellen, ask questions, find out more about her thoughts should she receive the appointmentship to the UNK Athletic Director position. And then, like we said, she's the final candidate. And I can't imagine that it would take very long after today to name the next athletic director, as John McBride is stepping down. One other thing to mention, the UNK wrestling team is going to put on the first annual Wrestlers in the Rough. And judging from some of the wrestlers I've watched, they're in the rough a lot, kind of like me. Their golf tournament is slated for Sunday, September 1st in Grand Island at Indian Head Golf Course with a shotgun start at 11 a.m. You can go to lopers.com and fill out a registration form, or you can contact Coach Bauer at his office, 865-8019.
and find out all the details on the UNK Wrestlers in the Rough. That is on Sunday, September the 1st at Indian Head in Grand Island. We'll come up a little bit, and that's our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Well, coming up a little bit before that, there have been so many, and I was talking with a friend today at one of the local businesses about all the runs that are going on, and Kim Bushcutter comes in today to talk. Yes, Bushcutter. I know, but we finally got some talent on the air today. That's just for you, Randy. The 7th annual Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run will be at Yanny Park in Kearney on Saturday, August the 17th. The 5K run and walk starts at 8:30. Then there's a kid 1 mile fun run that starts after that at 9:30. Kim, thanks for coming in. How are you?
Doing well, Doug. Thanks for having me on today and, you know, replacing me with my husband for a little bit. That's got to be a little fun.
Well, we won't run him completely under the bus. We can do that off the air, too, but it's fun. As we talked about off air, 7 years, I was stunned when I saw this earlier in the week. There are a lot of things that happen in 7 years' time, and maybe you could kind of tell the folks that are either new to the community or don't remember who Elizabeth Stratton was and why this fun run is going on.
Well, I tell you what, this is such an important event. Lizzie was diagnosed with a rare liver cancer, and she battled that rare cancer for 5 years. And she battled that. Anyone who knows her knows she battled that with faith, courage, and determination. And she attended Kearney Catholic during that time, and she loved Kearney Catholic. She made great connections at Kearney Catholic, and legacy is really left by this Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run to raise funds for Kearney Catholic activities. And the money raised does go to Kearney Catholic activities for the students who are involved in activities there. And we're so thankful. We have 21 sponsors who are sponsoring this event this year, and we're excited to have lots of people register for this event. Registering for this event by August 13th gets you a T-shirt. And I think that's really important because it's when you have that T-shirt, you send a message that says, you know, I support this event, and I support Lizzie, and I really support what Lizzie stood for. And one of the things that Lizzie really teaches us still today is to enjoy life. Enjoy the moments that you have. Get out there and participate and be active. And one of the quotes that I know I read on some information about Lizzie was, carpe diem, seize the day. Yeah. And I think this event is about getting out there, enjoying faith, family, and friends, and enjoying the opportunities that are in front of you every single day, and counting your blessings and having gratitude. And I think that's a good message to send to folks today.
Well, and again, we'll mention this towards the end, but so we can get it out there a couple times. You can go online for a registration form at kearneycatholic.org. You can contact Kim. We'll give that information as well. A lot of the area gyms have some of the flyers, so a lot of your workout facilities in the area flyers, but for sure you can go to kearneycatholic.org and find out more about the Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run coming up on August the 17th. Kim, was there a specific reason why a run was chosen? There are a lot of different ways to do a fundraiser. Was there a reason why the run was chosen?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, as Lizzie was going through her life, she had been told that she probably would never walk again. And so when she was at Kearney Catholic, there was a activity they were doing in their PE class, and it was a 1 mile run. And she didn't have to participate, but she did, and she crossed the finish line with a smile. And that just really speaks to her courage and her determination and her never give up attitude and saying, you know what, I can get up and do this, and I'm going to get up and do that. And that was a great inspiration to all the folks around her. And I think we can continue that inspiration through this memorial run, saying, you know what, you have great skills and talents and abilities, get out there and use them. And this is a day and an event that we can all celebrate that.
We're talking with Kim Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show today about the 7th annual Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run on Saturday, August the 17th at Yanny Park. And one of the cool things is, you every year you've really tried to make it a family event because, yeah, it's so much to enter, $15 per person, but you can get a family pack for $50, and it doesn't matter if there's three people or four people, I guess, would make the savings there, or if you got a family with 8-10 kids in it. You want, you know, Rick Squires, you can bring your whole family and save a little money. I mean, you can bring a great family, and I've seen through the photos and all the events over the past few years that there are a lot of families that get involved.
That's exactly the right message. Faith, family, and friends, community. We get out there as a group. We come together as a family. We participate as a family. We enjoy as a family. And yes, you can come out and you can compete. I will not be competing as a runner for first, second, or third place medal, but come out to compete. Come out to as a family to enjoy the day. Registration starts at 7:30. The race starts at 8:30. There's also a kids fun run that's going to be at 9:30. So it's just going to be a great event for the family to come out, see your friends, support each other, and just seize the day and celebrate your blessings.
All the kids get a medal as well. So if you compete in the fun run, you get a medal. Medals will be awarded to the top three male and female finishers. So it can be competitive, or you can take your time and say it's your daily workout and stroll across the finish line whenever you want.
Absolutely. You know, in the past, we've had around 300 runners, and I would love to see that increase by 20-25%. And so, you know, we're just really excited for people to register and come on out and seize the day and enjoy it with us.
I don't know much about the course, so you meet at Yandy Park. There's no specific running course?
A specific running course. I have not gone out to run it yet, or to more appropriately say, I have not gone out to walk it yet. But, there's a course set up. There'll be a starting line, a finish line. People will have the route. They'll know what it is. And they'll be timed. The runners will be timed, I think, up for up to 50 minutes. The clock will be going. And so should be a great event.
Good. That way I can post a no time. I finished, but there's no time.
No time. There's no record of it, Doug.
The old 50-plus. A lot of folks that are sponsoring this great event. Family affair, as Kim said. And if you get registered by Tuesday, August the 13th, you're guaranteed the T-shirt, the 5K run and walk, whatever you want to do. Kids 1 mile run, it's $15 per person, or the family package, $50 per family. Unlimited immediate family members are included in that. And so fill out your form, get it in by Tuesday, and be a part of the event. And we hope for great weather on Saturday, August the 17th. Kim, anything else that we need to touch on here?
No, I think you covered it all very well, Doug. And I thank you for allowing me to be on today. I thank our sponsors, and I just appreciate the Stratton family for, letting this event happen and being a part of it.
Yeah, I did want to bring that up because this is an annual reminder of the tragedy that struck their family, and what a great way for them to help an organization as they have. It's got to be a tough day, but it's also got to be a great way to remember Lizzie.
Absolutely, and she loved the school, and so it is a great way to support the school and support something that Lizzie loved, and to send that message of enjoy your day. You know, just enjoy each other, enjoy your family. Faith is important. I know they do a good job of putting some inspirational things along the course to kind of keep people going and just, you know, keep people remember what's important.
It'll be a fun day, folks. Get signed up, KearneyCatholic.org. There's also registration forms at a lot of the area gyms and workout facilities like the YMCA, so you can pick one up there. Kim, thanks for coming in, and hopefully another great success.
Wonderful. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
You bet. That's Kim Bushcutter joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll keep reminding you of this event throughout the next few days. Update from the Little League World Series. I peeked up there. Kearney's up 3-0. Is it still 3-0? All right. Kearney's up 3-0, scoring all three of their runs here in the top of the third. That could be huge. We'll talk more about that as we continue with the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss all the great values during the Deals, Deals, Deals event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Bikes and all the gear you need for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding on sale now at PerformanceBike.com. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and
there we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Cardiff.
With some breaks of sunshine today, we'll also see some isolated storm activity around the region as temperatures top off at about 81 with northeast winds 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 61. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you in our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Folks, the weather is nice out there, but when it's out of your control, which it is every day, you can be in control and confident in your field with the best value on a T&L irrigation system. Right now, save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution for your crops during the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation or your local T&L dealer today, or you can go online, TLIRR.com. Get T&L's hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Folks, they love to go over every little detail. Every question you have, they will answer. That's the beauty of working with T&L Irrigation. Maybe you're not into hydraulic technology. Maybe you just don't know enough about it, and they will go through it and show you why hydraulic technology is the best and saves you time, makes you money at T&L Irrigation. Well, the Kearney Little Leaguers lead Urbandale, Iowa, 3-0. They're in the bottom of the third. Iowa batting, nobody on, one out. And a key moment will be coming up here in seven pitches. Keegan Thurston would love, he's down 2-0 here in the count, he would love to not walk anybody because that's a waste of pitches. And he'd love to be able to get through this third inning and then let the coaches decide if he can do it in 35 pitches or less. They could take him out and then he would be eligible to pitch on Friday, most likely against Minnesota because they look like they are the best team there. So there you go from Kearney Little Leaguers. Again, the game is currently airing on ESPN2. Tickets for the Nebraska volleyball spring game on sale today. The spring game is Saturday, August 24th, 7 o'clock. Your first chance to catch out the new home of Nebraska volleyball at the Devaney Sports Center. $10 reserved, $8 for standing room only. You can purchase your tickets at Huskers.com or call the athletic ticket office at 1-800-8-BIG-RED, 1-800-8-BIG-RED. Big Red, the red-white volleyball scrimmage coming up on Saturday, August the 24th. Also, a couple of other things to pass along to you here. We, again, encourage you to go out and meet the fourth finalist for the UNK Athletic Director position in Mary Ellen Gillespie, 5 o'clock today at the Nebraskan Student Union. Kansas City Royals, after a 13-0 win a couple of nights ago, shut out last night by Minnesota, but they're still red hot. Problem is Detroit wins again, their 10th in a row, and they just continue to build on their lead. Royals are starting to catch Cleveland a little bit, but having a hard time catching the Royals and the Tigers. And the NBA has released its upcoming schedule, which begins on October the 29th. The first time that the Heat and the Spurs play is not until January 26th, the rematch of the NBA champions. And of course, you only play twice if you're in separate
conferences. And so that is the story there for those two as they get ready for their separate conferences. But opening night, the Heat will take on the Chicago Bulls. Derrick Rose should be back. That'll be the opening game in Miami. The Pacers take on the Orlando Magic, and the Lakers will take on the Clippers, which should be an interesting matchup there. And once again, for our producer fill-in today, and of course, ex-producer of all time, Merritt Lawson, you're a Celtics fan, but there's no Celtics left. Are you still a Celtics fan? Because all your Celtics fan, you know, all the guys you rooted for, they're like Nets or somewhere else now.
I said that Paul Pierce made me a Celtics fan, and I'll stay that way, even if he's not there.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, I'm loyal. I mean, the Dolphins haven't done anything, so it's not like I'm jumping ship.
Yeah, that's one thing about producer Merritt. His teams are definitely different than some of the rest of us. But I bring this up. It amazes me actually how many Dolphin fans I run across in central Nebraska. This also, big time anniversary. Barry Bonds hit career home run 756 today. I'll give you a couple seconds to think about that. Yeah, Barry Bonds, career home run 756 today. And what has happened since then? Never heard from the man again. One other thing I did want to bring up. Some people are into it. Some people aren't. Either way, we've got a gentleman from Grand Island named Phil Mader. And if you play poker or if you play in the card circuit, I'm sure you know Phil Mader in Nebraska, especially from Grand Island and the Mader family. But he had a chance to sit at one of the feature tables. Every Tuesday night, ESPN is going to be showing the main event. He was sitting at the table with Phil Ivey. They had some pretty good heads-up matches last night. And again, this all happened earlier this summer, of course, all on tape delay. But boy, he got a lot of props for the way he was playing, and he's sitting in good position, and he will play deep into this tournament. And I guess if you want to know more, you can go find that out if you don't already know it. I'm sure I know all the poker junkies know about that. But Phil Mader of Grand Island is probably going to make about as deep a run as anybody from our listening area in the main event. So congratulations to Phil, and we will track him down as they just kept calling him the farmer last night. Just kept calling him the farmer. He's done some good things at some circuit events at the Horseshoe and Council Bluffs and throughout the Midwest, but did cash. And we're still a long ways away from that point in the World Series of Poker. So hopefully when things get closer to the final table, we'll get a chance to talk about the coolness that Phil had at the main event, especially last night. So it'll replay here, obviously, a lot over the next week. So you'll want to keep an eye on that and watch Phil Mader, the Grand Island, Nebraska native, and his skills at the poker table. Hey, we do want to thank Kim Bushketter for coming in about the Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run coming up on the 17th. We want to thank Kearney Little League manager Kurt Schmidt for joining us at the top of the show. Minnesota running back Donnell Kirkwood was our Big Ten football preview. Our Big Ten preview tomorrow, Gary Anderson, Wisconsin head coach, will be our guest here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Bob Jensen had a personal conflict tomorrow. We were going to talk a lot of high school football. We've had to move him back a week, but we will still have him for a whole hour coming up on the 15th. So a lot more coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kearney Little League currently up 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning, and they have decided to keep Keegan Thurston in the ball game. So that's going to chew up some of his eligibility if Nebraska does win today. The game currently airing on ESPN2. We'll tell you more on our sports this afternoon, and see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.